There's all the information there. Check ourwisconsinmag.com. Or if you want to buy a sample issue, we've got, they're not for sale in many places. We have them here. I'll even give you my office phone number because I think some folks have now come in. You got me up too early. 715-543-2311. We've got single issues for sale here. We'll turn them around right to you, and we cover the shipping.
And if people text me, and I'll give that to you. Plus, this show will be podcast, so we'll get to the podcast. You can listen to the podcast of it. Mike, I love talking to you, my friend. I love it. I'll see you in 2 months.
Thanks, Don. Looking forward to it.
Okay. Bye-bye, my friend.
Bye.
Okay. Mike Bino, Our Wisconsin Magazine. The way Wisconsin consumes local news is about to evolve. You'll find out how in 30 minutes from now. It's exactly 8 o'clock. Let's check news. See what's going on.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Mexico and Canada bargained their way to a one-month pause, but China is in no mood for concessions. Correspondent Nancy Cordes has our top story from the White House.
The 10% tariff on Chinese goods took effect at midnight, and shortly after, China announced their retaliation, imposing a 15% tariff on coal and liquefied natural gas products, as well as a 10% tariff on crude oil, agricultural machinery, and large engine cars imported from the U.S.
Disputes with Canada and Mexico were put on hold yesterday when both countries agreed to step up border security. To stop the flow of migrants and fentanyl. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in El Salvador, where he says the country's president has made what Rubio calls an extraordinary offer. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Rubio says El Salvador's president has offered to accept dangerous criminals from the U.S.
He has agreed to accept for deportation any illegal alien in the United States who is a criminal from any nationality, be they MS-13 or Tren de Aragua, and house them in his jails.
But he's also said he would accept American convicts.
He has offered to house in his jails dangerous American criminals in custody in our country.
Rubio called it a migratory agreement unlike any in the world.
The Justice Department has given the FBI a noon deadline to turn over the names of employees who worked on cases related to the January 6th riot. There are concerns President Trump could be seeking revenge. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
Many federal employees, in fact, do enjoy civil service protection, and they cannot be fired if that firing is, for instance, arbitrary.
Salvage crews will be back on the Potomac River today, hoping to recover more pieces of the American Airlines jet that collided with an Army helicopter near Reagan National last week, killing 67 people. Colonel Francis Parra with the Army Corps of Engineers.
Our goal, based on the environmental conditions, is the cockpit, and we equally think we're going to be successful.
The West Coast is getting walloped by heavy rain from an atmospheric river right now. CBS meteorologist Nikki Nolan.
The Bay of San Francisco, that's a big one. They're looking upwards of 3 to 4 inches. That is actually pretty significant. They haven't seen that kind of moisture in at least since last year.
Going up for auction in New York Friday. A Stradivarius violin made by the master himself in 1714. If it fetches Sotheby's estimate of as much as $18 million, it would be the most expensive musical instrument ever sold. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. There was a suspicious death discovered in Kenosha early yesterday. In the afternoon, police were searching for a person of interest. By nighttime, an arrest. 41-year-old Justin Tursik was considered armed and dangerous during that search. There's still not a lot known about that death at a home near 85th Street and 18th Avenue. Early voting for Wisconsin's February 18th primary election is underway. Voters can check myvote.wi.gov to see their ballot and to find voting locations. A lockdown was called yesterday at Wisconsin Lutheran in Racine. It was after a man, possibly intoxicated, approached students with what appeared to be a gun during recess. The suspect was later found and arrested with a gun in his possession after a search. Racine is again observing Transit Equity Day by reserving a seat on each Ride Racine bus. It's in honor of Rosa Parks, highlighting her role in the civil rights movement. Mayor Corey Mason has issued a proclamation to mark the day. American Family Field is introducing several upgrades for the 2025 season. It includes a food truck park and a facial recognition system at the gates. Seating will be slightly reduced on the terrace level due to the Brewers expanding their office space. An Amber Alert remains active for a 16-year-old girl from Beaver Dam. Sophia Martha Franklin is believed to be with the father of her unborn child, a 40-year-old man. They are thought to be traveling in a 2014 black Buick LaCrosse. It's got Arkansas plates, starting with BBR. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks lose in OKC. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks lost their fourth game in a row, this time in Oklahoma City against the Thunder. The final 125-96. Giannis, Damian Lillard, Brooke Lopez all sitting out with some injuries. That meant more playing time for backups like veteran Pat Connaughton.
I think for us tonight, we didn't do a great job of taking care of the basketball on offense, right? We didn't do a great job of keeping out of the lane on defense. You know, when you look back at the game that we played them in Las Vegas, we did a good job of making some of those twos hard.
College hoops, Marquette falls in the rankings to number 11 after losing to UConn at home over the weekend. They're at St. John tonight. The Badgers now rank 21st. They host Indiana tonight at the Kohl Center. NFL, at the Super Bowl opening night, Chiefs running back Isaiah Pacheco asked what's his favorite song they play at Arrowhead Stadium.
This is how we do it. This is how we do it. Yeah.
That's the Chiefs' Isaiah Pacheco. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some sunshine this morning, increasing clouds for this afternoon, and a high in the mid-20s. A cloudy sky for tonight. Lows drop into the lower 20s. Snow developing for Wednesday, maybe some sleet or freezing drizzle. Highs low 30s. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
Documentaries. Yeah, there's two. We used to not know anything. It was great. The five scariest words in the English language are, did you see that documentary? Whatever you're doing is about to be ruined. I was eating with chopsticks. My buddy's like, dude, did you see the chopsticks documentary? I'm like, why? Are they bad for the environment? Worse than we thought. Pandas are using them to stab each other. You got to be careful which ones you watch. I'm vegan because I watched the wrong documentary. A buddy of mine sent me a trailer recently, and he's like, you got to watch this. I go, what's it about? And he goes, it's a documentary. It's about how all toothpaste is toxic. It's like, I'm not watching that. I just spent $180 at Costco to get enough toothpaste to last five generations of my family. Not throwing it away because some head's like, my toothpaste journey will shock you.
Yeah.
they believe in magic. 810 local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Hey, coming up at 8:30, the way we're seeing consumes local news is about to evolve. You'll find out at the bottom of the hour here at WRJN. Back in 2022, 68% of people said they were planning on emerging from a quarantine as new. They were going to be a new person, according to the survey. The most common things we were going to change about ourselves, seeing or speaking to our family more, speaking our mind more truthfully, and taking more vacation time for ourselves. Yeah. I wonder how that all worked out. When we're in dire shape, we always say, oh, I'm going to change, I promise. Increasing cloudiness today with a high near 26. Cloudy chance of light snow tonight. Chance. Close 23. Cloudy with a chance of some snow tomorrow with a high near 31. Right now, the sun is shining. 19 degrees. We're going in the wrong direction there. Right here at Radio Park with CCR.
Early in the evening, just about supper time. Over by the courthouse.
To the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
Sunshine go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. Tells me I better get in line. I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. These ain't dues I've been paying. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if he'll run. Me wonder where the fruits of what I do are growing. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run.
own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
Sunshine, Jonathan Edwards, local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN. You know that WRJN, of course, plays timeless hits. And now as Valentine's Day comes up, we're also going to help with timeless gifts as well. It's the WRJN Timeless Hits, Timeless Gifts giveaway. Now we'll send one lucky winner up with all the gifts you need for Valentine's Day. Flowers are covered by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Your sweetheart's sweet tooth is satisfied by the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. All that important sparkle of jewelry from Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine. And a great concert to boot with Herman's Hermits and the Association at the Genesee Theater February 28th. Now to enter, just go to one of our sponsor locations. We'll choose the winner at random on Monday, February 10th, and call the winners with all the details. To register, stop by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha at 75th Street and 30th Avenue, Rasmussen Diamonds on Washington Avenue, Racine, and the Peach Cobbler Factory at Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue. Timeless Hits with Timeless Gifts from your Valentine. Remember, nobody loves you like we do. From WRJN. Question, what's the most embarrassing text you ever sent to the wrong person? A few of our favorites were this guy who wanted to text a photo of a swingers club to his wife, said it to his boss instead. And a guy who meant to text a friend that he was thinking about breaking up with his girlfriend accidentally sent it to her instead. Ouch. It's 8:17 at WRJN. Here's Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Look, up on the screen, it's a dog. It's a man. No, it's both. And it's animated. And it's the number one movie in America. That's right, the family-friendly film Dog Man, about a police canine officer and his human partner, both injured in the line of duty and becoming one after a crazy surgery, is now the box office champ, pulling in $36 million. There's a pretty big drop-off to the number two spot, which went to Companion. The mystery thriller comedy pulled in just over $9 million. Mufasa the Lion King came in third place with about $6.5 million, but a 7-week domestic gross of just under $230 million. Sony's surprise hit One of Them Days, about two girls trying to pay the rent, came in fourth place in week three with just under $6 million. And it was the Mark Wahlberg yawn Flight Risk in fifth place in its second week of release with $5.8 million at the gate. Looks like I'm going to have to roll over, sit, and fetch a screening of Dog Man. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lee's Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025. One meal at a time.
This Valentine's Day, ignite the passion with a little help from In the Garden of Eden. From elegant lingerie to playful novelties, massage oils, lotions, and candles, they have what you need to keep those home fires burning. With their personalized service, you're sure to find the perfect way to make your partner feel truly special. Rekindle your romance and turn up the heat this Valentine's Day with In the Garden of Eden, 57th Street in downtown Kenosha, just west of 7th Avenue.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
The Badgers.
Beats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades.
Fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and it foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crowell hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
WRJN's renewed commitment to Racine not only includes local news and timeless hits, but the people of WRJN who work every day to make a positive difference in our community. Don Rosen features folks who do exactly that, weekday mornings between 6 and 9, from local history, entertainment, and politics. Don keeps you in touch with the people who shape our city. WRJN.
The Champs, Glenn Campbell, and Seals and Crofts. They were members of the Champs. Tequila. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. The way Racine consumes local news is about to evolve. We'll find out in a few minutes at 8:30 what we're talking about. All details are straight ahead. It's time for our odd but true segment this morning. It's tax season, and did you know ransom payments are tax deductible? You just have to show something like a police report as proof of your loss. Who knew? Odd. But true.
All the world over sun, easy to see. People everywhere just want to be free. Listen, please, listen, that's the way it should be. Peace in the valley, people got to be free. You should see.
All the world over sun.
Last Train to Clarksville. You don't see that TV show in syndication. It was kind of a manic show. I don't know if it stood the test of time or not, but I haven't seen it on any of those retro channels. It's 8:28, local news, timeless hits, and in just a moment here, the way we're seeing consumes local news is about to evolve. How? I'll tell you in just a moment. First, here's news in the morning at 6:29, and here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart Shea Waddles. A person of interest in a suspicious Kenosha death yesterday was found after about 4 hours of searching. 41-year-old Justin L. Turek was found after Kenosha police went to social media to help find him. He was described as armed and dangerous. The suspicious death was at a home near 85th Street and 18th Avenue earlier in the day yesterday. We're working on learning more about that situation. Early voting is underway for the state's February 18th primary. To find out what's on your ballot and how you can cast it, check out myvote.wi.gov. Some polling places may have changed since you last voted in November. Kenosha Unified has a referendum for an increase in school spending. Racine Unified has their referendum on the April ballot. In-person absentee voting will be available through February 16th. Battling a blaze in Belize will soon be easier thanks to the city of Racine. The Racine County Eye has a story up about the donation of a fire truck that's making its way to Punta Gorda. Find out who's working together to make it happen at RacineCountyEye.com. It's Transit Equity Day, and again, Ride Racine is paying tribute to Rosa Parks. The tradition is to reserve a seat on each city bus in her honor. The move is meant to acknowledge Parks' pivotal role in the civil rights movement. Mayor Corey Mason has issued a proclamation to mark the day. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
I'm
meteorologist Mace Michaels. Some sunshine this morning, increasing clouds for this afternoon, and a high in the mid-20s. A cloudy sky for tonight. Lows drop into the lower 20s. Snow developing for Wednesday, maybe some sleet or freezing drizzle. Highs low 30s. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
Remember those last few Halloweens? Getting a little too old for it. Just kind of going through the motions. Bing bong, come on, lady, let's go. Halloween, doorbells, candy, let's pick up the pace. And you come to the door, they always ask you those same stupid questions. What are you supposed to be? I'm supposed to be done by now. You want to move it along with the Three Musketeers? I got 18 houses on this block alone. You just hit the bag, we hit the road. That's the routine. Let's just pick it up. Sometimes they give you that little white bag twisted on the top. You know that's going to be some crap candy. It's got to have those official Halloween markings on it. Hold it, lady. Wait a second. What is this? The orange marshmallow shaped like a big peanut? Do me a favor. You keep that one.
We promise you a big announcement, and we deliver on those. In the studio with me is our general manager, Chris Morrow, also the founder of Racine County Eye, Denise Lockwood, and our news director, Stuart J. Waddles, is here. And Chris, why don't you tell us what the announcement's about?
Well, good morning, Don. Thanks for letting us come in your show this morning. Well, as people who listen to this radio station know, for 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's source for local news. Sports, entertainment, everything that we've done for 98 years, we continue doing. But as things evolve in the media landscape, it gets harder and harder sometimes to keep up with everything going on out there in the world. So for the past couple of years, I know you and Denise have had a great relationship on the air talking about the Racine County Eye and stories that are important to Racine on WRJN. And it just kind of hit us a few weeks ago that by teaming up and pooling our resources here at WRJN with the Racine County Eye, we have a way to really, really kick some major butt when it comes to covering local news. And Denise has got a staff of amazing journalists that work with her. We've got Stuart J. Waddles in the backing of the Civic Media Radio Network. So as of today, we're teaming up to put our news resources to work for you on multiple platforms, not only here on WRJN, AM, FM, the stream, and the app, but with the Racine County Eye, with an amazing online audience. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning. I am so excited about this. I love doing kick butt journalism. Let's just put that right there. I'm going to edit myself a little bit because I have not had coffee, Don Rosen.
Yeah, we had this thing a while ago before we had the other radio station move in here and that whole kitchen and culinary setup out there. We were walking past the coffee machine, the coffee maker, and said, I wish you'd get a coffee maker. And we kept walking past it. We didn't know it was even there.
Oh.
But she drinks. I don't drink coffee.
Oh, had I known, I would have brought you another
coffee. But I'm really excited about this because one of the things that, as you know, like the news business is a really hard business. It's not an easy go right now. And quite frankly, being able to collaborate with multiple different platforms, because we know that not everybody likes to read a news story. Sometimes they want to listen. And that's good because we all want to build shared knowledge and build better, healthier communities through journalism. Our focus has always been on solutions-based journalism and how we live a better life by actually knowing what's going on.
How did you start with the Racine County Eye? It started in 2011?
Yes, actually, 2011. I started the news website with my partner in crime, Heather Asiambi. She had started the Mount Pleasant Sturdivant Patch. I had started the Caledonia Patch. Turns out Patch went really ended up laying off 900 of us at the same moment. It was a fabulous day. Not really. But one of the business owners in town, you might know of him, Ralph Malicki,
yeah.
called us and said, hey, you guys need to keep doing what you're doing. And we said, we both have kids in college. How are we going to do that? And Ralph was fabulous in helping us really build that business structure. And that's how Racine County Eye was born. And the reason why we use purple is because we are purple. And I find that when we have really strong news, we live better lives because we we know what's ahead and how we can navigate challenges and opportunities.
Now, you broke a lot of stories. Your big story is the Raymond School District, but yeah, nobody else was covering that. You broke that story.
Heather and I double teamed on that, and we've got quite a few pieces coming out over the next couple of weeks about that, about their referendum. And their $754,000 hole in their budget that they need to address, or the school's in big trouble.
When they saw you coming, were they frightened? Much like when 60 Minutes used to show up on your doorstep, when they hear Denise Lockwood is making a phone call to them, do they, like, run?
I'm going to tap out on answering that question. Heather and I have this kind of, like, really good, we're going to show up with the good, the bad, and whatever challenges that lie ahead, right? So we're not your enemy. We're not your cheerleader. We're really trying just to get that really strong understanding of what's going on and how does it impact people. That's the bottom line of what we do. So if people are scared of that, that is not my responsibility.
Stuart J. Waddles, our news director. You've been in the news business for a long time.
Been here for, I think, 6 or 7 years. So kind of through the transitions. And this is awesome because it makes us whole as a news organization. For me in my newsroom, I've got airwaves and a limited amount of time. She's got a great website and a lot of resources that we're going to be able to. It's the high five. They've got the one side, we've got the other, and now we're coming together. And this is just great for the entire community. I'm really excited.
Well, I heard this morning you were talking about a story, and you gave a little bit of it because, you know, we're kind of limited in the brief newscast we do. And you said, for more, go to Racine County Eye.
Yeah, go check them out. Go read deeper. Go make there's a really interesting story about a fire truck. So who's making this happen? And go to the website, find out about it, read all about it.
Yeah, that's a great story. So Julie Rossman wrote that, and she did a fabulous job. She's been actually following what's been going on. So the Racine Rotary Club has been really taking on this international project in Belize for several years. I think they're on year 4. They're about ready to take a fire truck that they got donated by the city. And they're helping this community, Punta Gorda, really thrive after having been hit pretty hard during COVID and be able to address many problems, from literacy to snake bites to having a fire truck to doing some really fabulous work. So we're really happy that we got that story.
Well, this sounds like the future of news. I mean, you get it on radio.
Shocking, and I know.
You get, you know, I'm from the old era where you waited till the newspaper showed up on your doorstep when it was raining outside and you had to dry it off with a blow dryer. And then you opened it up and you read the news. The problem was, although newspapers were great, I love newspapers, but by the time you got it, the news was kind of old already.
Sure.
I mean, it wasn't fresh. When you get it online or on the radio, it's as it happens.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons I think this is going to be great synergies, is because people consume news in so many different ways now. Don said it, used to wait for the newspaper to show up in the morning, or you'd turn your radio on at 6 a.m. and listen to the top of the hour news with Gary Sewer, and then you'd move on with the rest of your day. Next thing you might be updated with is the 6 o'clock news on TV at night, and that's news in the past as well. But now we're carrying, you know, a 500-page newspaper in our pocket with a cell phone. The radio is coming across on streaming channels and on apps and different technology. Everything is, I want it now, I need it now. And unless you've got a fully staffed newsroom who can get that stuff up, it's hard to keep up. This does it for both of us. On WRJN, we can alert people to breaking stories that may be published just moments away on the Racine County Eye. We can give you the flag that something's going on, direct you to where you can get all the details, and keep that cycle and that circle going as far as information around the clock, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
You mentioned Gary Sewer's name. This station has got such a rich history of localism. I mean, when you think about, and Tom Carco, who is the station historian, could get you back further than Gary Sewer. But Tom Carco was here for over 30 years, and Janet Hoff, his wife, was here as well. And these guys were dedicated on every weeknight they were. And they had to get up early in the morning. They were at City Hall. They were at the school board meetings.
Yeah.
They were everywhere covering these stories so they'd have it the next morning. They made phone calls to the police every morning. And that's what the history is, and I'm glad it's continuing better than ever, because there was maybe a little layoff for a while there, but, I mean, Civic Media just brought it back in a huge way, and we're lucky to have Stewart
Denise, you know how I feel about you.
I know. We have a very good
and we have a coffee machine
here.
Now. Yes. Yeah.
Good. I'm so happy.
And Chris and I, we've worked together for many, many years. And what a team putting us together. So for people who want to depend on local news, this is it.
Yeah.
You got the Racine County Eye Online. Put your, a bookmark. Is that the word they use now?
Yep.
The kids are using their bookmark. Is that the word the kids are using? And, of course, on the radio. And not only on the radio, you've got us on AM and FM. Kenosha's 98.1. But here in Racine, it's 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, legendary frequency. And you've got us streaming. You've got us everywhere. You've got podcasts just everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, and I think the thing we can really, really fly a flag on is with this partnership, we together become the largest local news staff in Racine County. And back when WRJN was doing it, it was maybe three or four full-time news people. That was in the 60s and 70s.
I know.
Now we're up there, you know, with the largest local news staff covering this county, and we'll deliver on what people expect and what they hope to see.
You know, I was surprised to hear, and I'm not bad-mouthing anybody, but some of the Milwaukee stations that used to have huge newsrooms have none.
Yeah.
I mean, that's Milwaukee, and you figure they would have kept those newsrooms. They're gone. This is the only place I know where we're expanding.
I mean, you're right. You're right.
And it's hard. It's a hard place to be in right now. And at the end of the day, one of the things that I'm really excited about is not just what's going on with the relationship that we have with WRJN, but also in how we connect and engage with the community. So we're looking at things down the road of being able to really have community engagement, in-person events together, and really build on the shared knowledge that really pulls that community together.
You know, I was asked my brother, I was trying to think back to the phrase that they used on the TV series Superman, Perry White, who ran the Daily Planet, and when he had an important story, and I couldn't remember it, all of a sudden it came to me, we're putting out a Bulldog Edition. And I said, now we've got the Bulldog Edition.
Yeah. Which is opposed to some other media that does the BS Edition.
No,
and
right.
That's not what we'll do.
So. No.
Well, this is great. To summarize, I want you to summarize, Chris, of what we were talking about. People just tuning in.
Yeah, to summarize, Denise Lockwood and the Racine County Eye and WRJN are partnering up to really put what is now Racine County's largest staff of news reporters and journalists on the street and in the fields and along the freeway, everywhere we can be in the meeting halls to deliver local news like it hasn't been delivered to Racine County probably in years, if not decades. So this partnership began yesterday. You've heard stories on WRJN.
Yeah, heard Stuart talking about it.
And you'll see WRJN stories on the Racine County Eye website and vice versa. So it's a partnership to bring you quality journalism, accurate news, up-to-date news every day between the Racine County Eye and WRJN. And we're just thrilled to continue our 98 years and to help, I mean, almost
a quarter. I want to reach 98 years.
Yeah, I'd love to reach 98 years. But, I mean, and with the reach of the Racine County Eye, almost a quarter million readers last month.
So
that's huge.
We had 221,000 human beings on the site last month.
So they're all going to start listening to us, and our 25,000 will come to you. We're just going to grow and grow and grow.
Oh, there you go.
But thank you very much, Denise.
Yeah,
welcome
absolutely.
Welcome to the fold. And Stuart, we got a lot to work on, and we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a great partnership.
And what's the website again for Racine County Eye?
RacineCountyEye.com.
Say that, EIE.
Yes, okay. Not I as in, it's I as in
like
eye.
An eyeball.
So it's RacineCountyEye.com.
Yeah. Well, that's just great. And you welcome here anytime. You can use our coffee. If you just feel like coming in for a cup of coffee, you can do that as well.
I'm not bougie about it. Just any coffee will do.
And Stuart's got news top and bottom of the hour all day long, and that's really great. Well, thank you, guys. Thank you guys for coming in. Chris Morrow, our general manager. We got Denise Lockwood from Racine County Eye, the founder of Racine County Eye. And we have our news director, Stuart J. Waddles. What a trio. This is like the trifecta of radio. I appreciate you guys very much. Thank you. All right. It's 844, 845 now. Local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN.
every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their dark chocolate decadence Kringle, a chocolate lover's dream. O&H's flaky pastry has a layer of premium dark chocolate and a layer of dark chocolate silk filling. It's made even better with chocolate icing topped with colored chocolate curls. Love chocolate? Get one this week. Dark chocolate decadence Kringle from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look amazing. What have you been doing?
You've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes. Zelthy can help provide you with semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s, but for 80 to 90% less.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Just send them a text.
Text SOLVE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelthy to see if you're eligible. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Text SOLVE to 200-300 right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text SOLVE to 200-300. SOLVE to 200-300.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Because all you got to do is sing. To sing and get famous. Because James Brown been singing 20 years. I don't know what James is talking about. I met him once at Saturday Night Live. I walked up and said, James, I love your stuff. James is.
You better do that.
At the end of every sentence, he ended off with, everything. He said, you get mad, you start putting the needle back saying, what did I just miss?
Seven and a half times the people say,
that's a James Brown lyric. He'd write the song, say, I need a word here. That's good. And get this song going, all the songs sounded the same. Jamie going,
seven and a half. On the people say, I'm a dog, or do mine? Sit, little, you're serious. Hey, I don't know. They made you, then, well, then, won't people know you now? Sit, baby, I'm a dog. On the people say, jump back, wanna kiss myself.
Sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice. So nice. So
do you no harm, and I feel nice. That sugar is mine. I feel nice. That sugar is mine.
James Brown. Wow. It's 8:52, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I got a few happiness hacks from experts that you can do on your own commute. All right, focusing in on your favorite song and things you like about it can be a form of mindful meditation while you're driving. Calling someone on the phone is better than texting or social media when it comes to feeling connected. And they say, and I didn't put this in here. This was actually in the study. They say listening to your favorite radio station is another one. Now, we highly recommend WRJN, but they actually put that in there, but we're airing WRJN. It's 8:52, sunshine, 20 degrees right now at Radio Park. Here's the Wee Five. You were on my mind.
When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind. Just to ease my pain.
Jones. Good timing. 8:57 local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Now, the other day was National Change Your Password Day. So I guess instead of just using the word password as your password, you can make it like password with the number two after it. At least you're changing it around a little bit, huh? I'm Don Rosen. Hey, I'll catch you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Dan Marcus is coming up next.
Now you're feeling low and the fish won't bite. You need a little bit of soul to put you right. You got a man like you want to be in a prayer. And then a little bit of soul will come your way.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump's 10% tariffs kicked in on Chinese imports today, and Beijing wasted no time retaliating. The BBC's Laura Bicker is in the Chinese capital.
They have called on the U.S. to meet China halfway. They've called for negotiations repeatedly. What is not clear is if there has been some form of negotiation before China hit back.
China announced 10% tariffs on U.S. coal and liquefied gas, 15% levies on American crude, farm equipment, and cars with large engines. Some American businesses aren't complaining about China's response.
We need a level playing field. That's all we're asking for.
Drew Greenblatt is CEO.